Friends in Christ, I've been packing up these last weeks, getting ready to move. The big day is this coming Thursday, and I've been discovering some treasures as I pack up, things that I haven't seen for 13 years since I moved the last time. And I discovered a real treasure when I opened a box and I saw a framed picture of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, the first American, Native American, or American to be canonized saint. And the reason it is such a treasure to me is not just because I love St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, have a great devotion to her, but because on the bottom of the frame there is a plate that reads, "In honor of Cecilia Sklizacek, dedicated and faithful Catholic school teacher." Cecilia Sklizacek was my mother, died in 1975, and she too had a great devotion to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton because she was a school teacher. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton was the founder of the American Catholic school system in the United States. That picture had been placed in Immaculate Conception School in Lonsdale after my mother died to honor her legacy there as a teacher at that school for many years. And then the school was torn down a few years ago, and they gave me the picture. I treasure it. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton was a convert to the Catholic faith. And she became a Catholic because of the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Elizabeth Ann Seton was born into a high social class family in New York City. She grew up an Episcopalian, Elizabeth Bailey. And she married a very wealthy and prominent businessman, William Seton. They had five children. William contracted tuberculosis, and so William and Elizabeth and their five children sailed off to Italy. They had friends in Italy, and they thought that the climate there would be better for him, would perhaps cure his tuberculosis. Well, they got to Italy, and he died within a few days. But Elizabeth stayed there for some months, living with her friends who were faithful Catholics. And Elizabeth used to sneak off to church with them. And I say sneak off because she didn't want her relatives back home in the United States to find out that she was going to a Catholic church. You see, they were very anti-Catholic. They would be horrified if they knew that she was going to a Catholic church. But Elizabeth would sneak off to church because there was this mysterious sense that she had when she went to a Catholic mass that her hunger was being satisfied. She loved going. She sensed there was something there that satisfied her deepest desires. When she got home to the United States, she started taking lessons to be a Catholic. In those days, there wasn't RCIA. She went to meet with the priest individually. She took lessons. She told the priest that when she was in Italy, she happened upon a Eucharistic procession, what we had a couple weeks ago in Northeast Minneapolis, the Eucharistic procession, which is a marvelous thing, where the Eucharist is carried through the streets within a monstrance. And Elizabeth had happened upon this Eucharistic procession in the little village in Italy where she was staying, and she was stunned. She said, "These people are kneeling before this piece of bread in a monstrance, and if it's just a piece of bread, they're crazy. But if it is the true body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, then I want what they have. And she told the priest that. And she studied her catechism, was received into the Catholic Church in St. Peter's Church in Lower Manhattan. It was at the time, in 1805, the only Catholic church in New York City. And you can still go to that church to this day and see the spot where Elizabeth Ann Seton became a Catholic. It's only a block away from where the Twin Towers stood. And at 9/11, that church was used as a place where people could find refuge and safety after that disaster. But when Elizabeth Ann Seton became Catholic, her relatives disowned her. They disinherited her. She had been wealthy, coming from a Catholic or from a very high status social family. But when she became Catholic, her relatives said, "Sorry, no more money." She not only lost her money, but she lost her social status. She was poverty stricken, lived in poverty, scrounging for food for herself and her five children. But she was the happiest woman in the world, even though she had lost everything, because she could go to Mass every day and receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of her Savior, Jesus Christ. Elizabeth Ann Seton hungered for the Eucharist, and she was satisfied when she received the Eucharist. Why? Because she knew that the Eucharist was real. She knew that the bread that she received at Mass was the very presence of Jesus Christ, her Lord and Savior, and that gave her everything her heart desired. And even though she lived in poverty and experienced great trauma because she was disinherited, her hunger was satisfied. Friends, what do you hunger for? Take a moment right now and think, what are you hungry for? Are you hungry for fame, for fortune, for an easy life, for a vacation up north? Are you hungry to go fishing? Maybe you're hungry for a donut after Mass. Maybe you're hungry for a friend, for a relationship that you really want to give you solace, to give you comfort. We all hunger for so many things. But the only thing that is going to satisfy our deepest hunger is what we come to this altar every Sunday, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. Jesus satisfies our hungry hearts. We're going to sing that hymn later on today. The wheat that satisfies our hungry hearts, Jesus Christ. That's why we come to Mass every Sunday. That's why the church says we must come to Mass every Sunday, because without the Eucharist, we're hungry. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, once she started receiving communion, her problems didn't all go away. She was still poverty-stricken. She still had great sufferings and trials in her life. But she was happy because her deepest, deepest hunger was satisfied. The Bishop of Baltimore asked her then, once her children were grown up, to start a Catholic school for poverty-stricken girls, which she did. And she started the Catholic school system in the United States, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. In our gospel today, Jesus feeds the hungry crowd. We hear that they are hungry. And St. John says, they ate, they all ate, and they were satisfied. Today, when you come up to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, be satisfied. You're still going to have those problems that we all have. They're not going to magically go away. But if you recognize that Jesus satisfies your deepest hunger, which is our hunger for love, that's the deepest hunger that every one of us has, then you too will be satisfied. Allow the Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist to satisfy your hunger.